Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us once again today as we face the issues. It's always our delight to have you come on board. We look forward to your telephone calls, your inquiries, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issues each day. And as we do so, let me remind you that that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'll be talking about today the hoax, that's H-O-A-X, the hoax of the century. Have we been duped, lied to, or is there using the term today, punked? It's a hoax. It's the hoax of the century. And you might say, why say you it's a hoax? We'll go down a few things in the litany of what we do know and what we do not know and some of the responses, some of the things that's taken place, what some of the constitutionally elected sheriff's offices and police departments are doing and saying across America, what is taking place with small businesses and some of them that are opening their shops in spite of the rules and regulations that say you can't. Some of the questions I want to pose for us that you can be pondering, and at any point in time jump in the dialogue and discussion with your responses or your questions. Should churches have closed to begin with? Should churches remain closed? Should churches of Christians bow and bend and obey unconstitutional edicts from governors and mayors? Should store owners open, even though there are edicts and some cities and states that still say that they can't? Should they allow their business simply to go bankrupt? Should they open? Is there a place in the Constitution that says the government can close a business and prevent a human being from working and making a living? Is there a portion of the Constitution that allows that? Is Dr. Fauci to be trusted? Is he to be trusted? Is what he says truth? Or have we been duped and deceived by Dr. Fauci, Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization, and Dr. Birx? Those are just some of the questions that I thought I would throw out there for you to be analyzing and thinking on. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your opinion and your thoughts on these issues that are the most prominent issues facing America today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. We're not making a decision based on denominational dogma. We do not try to make a decision based on a political ideological bent. We do not look at an issue and face an issue based on the whims and the wishes of society. We do not make a decision and debate and discuss the issues based on philosophical rhetoric, but based on the authority of the Word of God. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word that I believe we need to depend on. And the Scripture is very, very clear from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation that as a child of God, as Christians, as God-fearers, as it would be called in the Old Testament, we have the responsibility to obey God, to follow God, to submit and surrender to God and God's laws and God's ordinances, and not necessarily those of man, especially if man's laws, man's ordinances, man's laws happen to conflict with or be contrary to the Word of God. So may I remind you today as we face the issues, and we need to do so based on the authority of Scripture and not whims and wishes and thoughts and philosophies of what others might say, think, or do. May I remind you, as we face the issues, we want to look at the issues from a biblical perspective. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says, I am truth. And then the Lord Jesus makes a declaratory statement in the 17th chapter of the book of John, in the 17th verse, where he says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that I believe should be the direction that we follow in our lives. And I've attempted to do that in every category, in every area. And I find so often with Christians, so many Christians are so anemic in the word of God, so ignorant of the truth of the word of God, so inferior to what the word of God says that we ought to do, that any whim or whimsical statement by government or so-called officials, there's a mindset somehow, some way we need to bow to it. Well, I'm not an anarchist. That's not what I'm proclaiming or pushing. I'm just simply wanting Christians to be free. Jesus said to his disciples, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But he said that after he says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell many years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that taking place today. You can watch the Communist Network News and you'll find that. There's a lot of news being broken today, a lot of stories being revealed today, and we'll look at some of those in some of our future broadcasts in relationship to the persecution and the prosecution of our president, the attempt to impeach him. And now for 3.5 years, it's been rumbling behind the scenes, and finally we've gotten some organizations and individuals to the backbone to take a stand, do something, say something that's revealed that it's all built on a hoax, a lie, an absolute destructive element within the confines of the upper echelon of our governmental leadership. We're talking about today the need to know the truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what we ought to do as Christians. We need to seek the truth. I'm finding more and more, to my sadness, I'm saddened to see more and more Christians that will simply believe what's being told on the news more than what's being given to us in the Word of God. So many Christians will believe what CNN News says and live by it as gospel. And then when a pastor, preacher, or Christian theologian tries to explain to them what we ought to do as Christians and the stand we ought to take, basically the response is, oh, well, and whether they say it or not, when the government says I can go back to church, I'll go back to church. Or when the government says I can preach on the street corner, I'll do it, et cetera, et cetera. And that's one of the things that I'm fearful of as we see what's taking place that's permeating society today. I've said before, and may I say again, we're watching a tectonic change in America. We'll never go back to the same, never go back to what we used to call normal. And it's because of what is taking place as a result of the coronavirus and it being weaponized to fundamentally change America. As James Clyburn has said, as Nancy Pelosi is carrying out in the act of that, I'm fearful that's where we're going in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about power equipment or the power backup equipment that is available for the hurricane season. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the gigantic U.S. flag flies, flying high, high, high in the sky, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the flag flowing at that intersection, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the hoax of the century. We have now been in lockdown, forced police state compliance for about 3 months. We've all been shocked and amazed, and some of us have simply been in disbelief that America could have been so panic-stricken and so much in hysteria and so frightened and fearful that so many have bowed to the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic hoax of the century. Yes, I believe the COVID-19 is a serious, deadly virus. There's no question about it. I believe that we have seen that firsthand across America and around the globe. So listen very carefully, and I've said this over and over again. I'm not trying to minusculize the danger of COVID-19, as it is called, the coronavirus. I'm not trying to minusculize the far-reaching effect that it has had on a global basis. But I have said and shall continue to say that what we have done, we've allowed the socialist, Marxist, Democrats on the left to weaponize COVID-19 and to go about their goals of fundamentally changing America. And for the most part, it's been done as a hoax upon society. And we have been silent, generally speaking, especially from the Christian standpoint. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully, the scripture says, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient. That is simply what we find to be true biblically, ladies and gentlemen. So may I remind us, as we think about what we need to do and how we need to respond, remember, the law is made for the disobedient. The scripture says, for the ungodly, for the sinners, the unholy and profane, for murderers and fathers and mothers, and for manslayers, for whoremongers, and for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, perjurers, persons. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, by the way, that's found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 and following, we need to understand what the law is for. In fact, when you look at Romans chapter 13 and you understand that God created government, God gave government the authority to wield the sword. That was first mentioned in Genesis chapter 9 with the capital punishment being set out. But God ordained government to be those in government, to be his servants. And as his servants, they are to obey God in meting out justice and judgment. And in that sense, according to Romans 13, 1 through 7, to punish the evil and to protect the good. But we found the reverse of that in society today. We're finding that more and more every day in this shutdown of America. America has not in the history, not in any time in history, has America ever been forced to close and shut down and to go out and round up and persecute and fine and handcuff and put in jail patriot citizens and treat them as common criminals. We've seen that taking place today. I shudder when I see those events being portrayed and replayed on television where law enforcement goes out, guns drawn. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. Guns drawn with the military-style equipment that they are rolling up in, tanks, camouflage tanks, military-style regalia on for the police officers, with the guns drawn, ordering a group of citizens, unarmed citizens, just gathering. They draw down on them with their weapons and ordered them to separate and ordered them to leave and then ticket them, fine them, and arrest them simply because of being too close together, violating the so-called social distancing. Ladies and gentlemen, these are some of the things, just as an overview by way of introduction, that's taking place. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about the hoax of a century that's been perpetrated upon America. I'd love to hear from you. Do you think the churches should have closed? Should churches open? Should our stores and businesses and shops, mom-and-pop operations, should they open in view of the order that still stands for so many that says they can't? Is Dr. Fauci to be trusted. What he says, should we believe it? Should we follow it? Should we have listened to it to begin with? There are several things that we do know, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm just going to give a broad brush highlight. I could go into great detail of what we do know. I probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 documents on the subject that I've had the privilege and the opportunity to research and study and analyze from every perspective on this subject of the coronavirus and what has taken place and its origin, who are the movers and shakers, and what we do know. But let me just give you a few brief overview statements of what we do know. We do know that the coronavirus came out of Wuhan, China, out of the virus testing laboratories there. The fact that American taxpayer money, at the direction, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, of Dr. Anthony Fauci, we taxpayers in America invested $7.1 million. There was two payments. One was 3.7, and the other made up the difference, a total of $7.1 million. Dr. Fauci made several trips to China, reviewing that laboratory where coronaviruses were being tested and reviewed, analyzed, spliced, and modified. Yes, spliced and modified. $7.1 million of American money went into that process. We had a sister lab in America, University of North Carolina. And in 2018, that was shut down, and all the process was then moved to China to blend with the, quote, sister lab there. In 2018, it was discovered that they did not have the proper security measures on the laboratory in China, Wuhan, China. It was said then by those that had made the statement after the investigation of the review that it was very dangerous and could possibly lead to a leak of the virus. That was in 2018. We do know that the Chinese people knew this virus had gotten out sometimes in late September, early October 2019, but did not tell the world until January 2020. We do know that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, along with Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization, all are responsible for giving President Trump the facts and figures of saying that 2.2 million people would die in America if we do nothing about it. That was the data that was given to our president. That was the data that was given to our political leadership in Washington. So let's just do a little side note. If you were President Trump and you were told by the white-jacketed scientists that America is surely going to have 2.2 million to die unless we shut down America, what would the prudent president do? Shut down America. So I'm not blaming the president, but I'm simply giving you an overview of what we do know. We do know that about 33 million Americans today are out of work, have no jobs, no pay, and hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of businesses are locked down where thousands and thousands of them may never open again, especially the moms and pop shops, where even the mega businesses like Neiman Marcus and others have filed bankruptcy. The hotel motel industry today is teetering on bankruptcy because of the shutdown of travel and the closure by force by governors and mayors that shut the hotel motel industry down, just as the whole hospitality industry closed down. We do know that some states are now beginning to open up again. We do know that some states are saying that it's all right to open. We do know, ladies and gentlemen, there's some statistical data that I'm concerned about as I see it in a little chart that I'm looking at even now. I do know that there's a problem with what we're saying in relationship to some places of business supposedly having to shut down, like the meatpacking industry. Let me just give you a little data that was submitted to me by email. Walmart has 1,500,000 employees. Amazon has 750,000 employees. Kroger has 500,000 employees. Target has 350,000 employees. Costco has 214,000 employees, a total of 3,314,000 combined. And all of these companies have not had any reported cases in the news. They have had some, but not in the news. Yet every employee in these companies encounters thousands of people a day. They are faced with thousands of people every day. None of these companies have closed their stores. Have you thought about that? Hair salons need to close. barbershops and beauty shops need to close. Liquor stores need to open. Abortion clinics can stay open, but churches need to close. This article goes further to say, however, all of a sudden, all the meat packing plants are closing and small businesses are still not allowed to open. None of this makes any sense whatsoever, this article states, and I'm in full agreement with that. So what are the dynamics behind it? What's the truth behind it? What's really taking place? I contend, ladies and gentlemen, it's what I have said at the outset that I'm calling the broadcast today the hoax of the century. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, what most people have not realized, most people have not realized that we've been deceived, we've been duped, we've been lied to. Not about the virus is real, but about the reality of this deadly virus. We have been fed a lot of propaganda, a lot of non-factual, non-truth statements. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's a propaganda filled with lies. In fact, one of the statements that's front headlines of a news article, propaganda wins, sheeple comply, and freedom dies. And there's several quotes, and I've used this quote before. I use it each day on the broadcast. The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. George Orwell. And from C.S. Lewis, he made a profound statement. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. Its credulity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us by our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. And then it goes on to talk about in this article, during the Holocaust, they convinced people to put their families on trains for their own good, for their own safety, so they could be taken to a safe place. We all know the result of that. In history, is history repeating itself? The government has shown us just how quickly they can take over every aspect of our lives. Authorities decree only essential businesses can open. We have allowed our civil liberties, our unalienable rights, to be terminated. Yet the philosophy is you'd better comply. You better say yes. You better obey what the government is saying in that sense. In this article, which is lengthy, it ends with this statement. America's Constitution guarantees our God-given right to pray, to assemble, to speak, and to travel. Our civil liberties have been nullified with a virus that is less than 1% deadly. Thomas Jefferson said, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, that would be my summary statement on all that we're talking about in relationship to the hoax of the century that's being perpetrated upon America today. Here's an article that says, media attacks Governor Kristi Noem for not panicking and destroying her state. The article opens with this. The South Dakota governor rejected the mandatory government force shutdown. Now the media claims her decisions were made out of emotion and naked ambition and not courage. But ladies and gentlemen, look at her state. Look at the state of South Dakota. Has it been overburdened with the virus? Has there been panic and pandemonium and chaos in her state? Answer all those questions or no. But yet the media, making fun of, laughing at, harassing the governor of South Dakota simply because she refused to go along with the hoax and shut her state down. I have said over and over again, it should have been the mindset of most governors across America to let's just let the virus run its course. In fact, I've listened to and watched on videos. I've read behind some very abundantly prestigious, credentialed scientists that have said that the best way for this virus to have been handled, to have allowed it to have what is called in Sweden the herd mentality, just let it release, stay out in the open, let it run its course, and it's over with. But ladies and gentlemen, those same scientists say that if it's left sequestered, shut in, shut down, closed off in the homes, that though it might level off, once everybody gets out, it will flare up again. And may I simply say, I believe with all there is in me, that's the planned weaponization of this virus that's being viewed by the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats, so that just before the election, we'll find a major reoccurrence, a major new wave of this virus, so that Nancy Pelosi and the socialist, Marxist Democrats can have their way and insist on voting by mail rather than voting at the voting booth, because the plan, ladies and gentlemen, in weaponizing this as they have done, the plan is to overtake, to undermine, to destroy the constitutional republic that we have by destroying the next election that I believe should be won by President Donald J. Trump. Here's an article that says, the Arlington Church plans to defy the governor, hold in-person worship services next Sunday. The pastor of an Arlington church announced Sunday that next week it will open its doors, Chapel Calvary, in-person worship, in defiance of an order issued by Governor Janet Mills to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Ken Graves also said during a drive-in worship service in his church parking lot last Sunday that, and he's part of the federal lawsuit, expected to file by the end of this week, challenged the constitutionality of Mills' executive order that has shuttered houses of worship throughout Maine and limited the gathering of the people for worship. By defying the governor's orders, Graves and worshipers could be charged with a Class E crime with penalties up to 6 months in jail and $1,000 fines. He said, and I quote, I believe that we have been commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ to gather and worship. The Great Commission has not been put on hold, end quote. And I'm in full compliance and agreement with that, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it's unconstitutional for us to see orders were unconstitutional. The mayors and governors have shut down churches, calling churches non-essential, yet allowing abortion clinics, liquor stores, big box stores, pot shops, et cetera, to remain open. I find, ladies and gentlemen, that churches across America have been threatened, pastors have been fined, and even arrested simply for being obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here's an article that says Kansas City mayor defends Nazi, that's N-A-Z-I, Nazi-like policy, registering people to attend, that are attending church. You've heard me touch on this before. This is an update on that. A conservative law firm is calling a new order in Kansas City, Missouri, Nazi-like, for requiring churches to surveil, track, and spy on anyone who attends in their church services. The Kansas City Mayor Quentin Locus issued a 10-10-10 rule in effective May 5th, ordering that the non-essential businesses like churches can have only 10 people inside, 50 people outside, as long as they practice social distancing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause there. It is a sad time of the life in our nation that a governor or a mayor can dictate what can be done and can't be done, which overrides, overshadows, counters, eviscerates our First Amendment in the Bill of Rights, where it says Congress shall make no laws respecting any establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is taking place in our nation today. This article goes further to say they're targeting people. You have given them your name, your contact information. If you've given your name, your contact information as prerequisite, according to Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel. What did they start doing in Nazi Germany? They started targeting people. They started collecting their names and their data so that they knew where they were and what they were doing, and then they went after them. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take about a 1 minute break at the top of the hour. Have our news right after the news break for 1 minute. We're going to come back and continue our thought today, the hoax of the century perpetrated on America.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.